Shine FM Parenting Moments each week with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Another Wednesday, and that means we're going to continue our discussion about 13 things mentally strong people don't do.
That's right. So this is all about kicking off the new year, creating a mentally strong family. Here's number two. Mentally strong families don't give away their power, Mike.
Okay.
So, what do I mean by that? Well, Amy Morin, in her fantastic book, talks about how we don't allow others to control us and that we don't give someone else our power. So, parents don't say things like this: my boss makes me feel so bad, or if you kids were better behaved, I wouldn't be so mad all the time. Because parents of mentally strong families understand that they are in control over their own emotions, and they demonstrate to their children that they have a choice in how they respond, even when others mistreat them or misbehave. Giving other people the power to control how you think, feel, and behave makes it impossible to be mentally strong.
Mm-hmm.
So again, what I want to really encourage people to be thinking about is what is helpful around this idea. So do any of these points below sound familiar? You feel deeply offended by any criticism or negative feedback you receive, regardless of the source, or the type of day you're going to have depends on how other people behave. There are so many problems with this, and here's a few that are shared by author and social worker Amy Morin. You depend on others to regulate your feelings. That's giving your power away. You let other people define your self-worth. That's also giving your power away. You become a victim of your circumstances. You'll end up becoming a passenger in your own life rather than a driver.
Oh, wow. You'll a good statement.
Yeah, isn't that good? You'll say other people make you feel bad or force you to behave in a manner you don't like. You'll end up blaming others instead of accepting responsibility for your own choices. Help you and your child reclaim power by focusing on what you do have control over and get busy solving your problems.
Okay, good advice there. Shine family, don't give away your power.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good topic.
Amen.
You got her. We will continue that discussion next week and in the podcast section of EckertCenter.com. Kimberly, while I have you here, I might as well get you to share a little bit about Eckert Center.
Yes, well, the great news is that we have two locations, north and south. Eckert Center operates the north location, and I have a lovely partnership with Stillwater Psychology in South Calgary, so it's easy for people to access great service for their families. We provide counseling, assessment, and educational services, and we really encourage people to check us out at EckertCenter.com, read our blog, re-listen to our podcast. Again, we're here caring for families since 2001.
Nice. A great website to check out. Lots of info. EckertCenter.com. Kimberly also blessing someone in our Shine family each week with a free initial visit with a member of the Eckert Center team. And you have a chance to enter that at our contest page at ShineFM.com. So do check that out when you can, ShineFM.com, and join Kimberly and I again next week for the continuation of our discussion. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thanks, Mike.